So they are also singing against the one who created them. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The stones, even inanimate things, have ability to praise God. Jesus told them, if you do not praise, that even the stones will rise up and praise him. Job chapter 5 verse 20 says, the stones of the field will be in league with you. And it's true. The Lord has sent us on assignments, places. And he says, do this to bring creation to your side. So everything that God has created is waiting for redemption. And it's the gospel of the kingdom that can bring it. And that dispensation of the gospel that must be preached in righteousness and holiness has been given to Africa. That's why when Pastor said that he is declaring Europe as a mission field, indeed we owe it to them. Because they are the ones, some of them died here through witchcraft. Some of them died. They are the ones who brought us the gospel. God still remembers them, America, in mercy. Americans spent money to travel to nations of the world to spend themselves. They have fallen in sin, but God is a God of covenant. He is not judging America for destruction. He is judging them so that he can bring redemption. It's a redemptive judgment. But the thing with judgment is that if you are not careful, the righteous will also perish. If you hear this warning and you decide to go, you will hear it and still die. The same way like the unbeliever. So this is what God has given to Africa. Finally, I just want to talk briefly about these powers of the age to come from scripture, and then I will do that which the Lord asked me to do, and then time will tell whether I have spoken his word. Number one, the power to stand before kings and authorities and cause nations to tremble. The end time is going to release giants, and is indeed releasing giants on earth. Because one of the things the Nephilims did when they were in government in earth is to build thrones. They are the ones who became kings. Some dynasties today, some thrones, some families that are on earth today, who are the rulers and empires. Some of them, if you trace well, have their blood to this lineage. So, and those kind of kings of fierce countenance, are going to come again on the earth, who will be like Pharaoh, totally wicked. That the only way you can confront them is in the power of the age to come. Power number two, power to change nature. Now, if you read that scripture in Exodus, you will discover that that is what the anointing did to Moses. Moses was a humble man by the time God sent him back to Pharaoh. But he was able to stand before Pharaoh and made certain declarations. And when Pharaoh resisted, he brought series of judgments that broke the back of Pharaoh. God is really going to release the same anointing. People who will make declarations that will confront kings and then men who have become gods. Then the others, power to shame the enemies and glorify God's name. If you read Exodus chapter 7 verse 10, power to change the weak into strong. You know that a time is coming when the Antichrist will be in government on earth. And they are going to make certain laws that if you don't comply, your head will be cut off. So God is going to release authority that will be able to stand that kind of thing. Pastor has talked about creative miracles. Miracles that the earth has not seen before. And it's not just going to be by one superstar. The Pentecostal outpouring raised some people. If you are looking for a miracle, maybe we'll be waiting. Maybe let Benny Hinn come. Let Omar Okpai come. Let Pastor David come. But this later one, it will be every corner. Because God is going to pour it on any remnant that meets the condition of holiness and righteousness. Then, power to teletransport. Pastor said that. How did Elijah run faster than a chariot? How did Philip finish preaching in one place and the next moment the Spirit of God brought him to another place? It's not only witches that know how to fly. You know, whatever the devil does is corruption of what God can do. The devil is not creative. So anything you see people doing is a corruption of the power of God. So that is what is coming. So how do we prepare ourselves for God to bring us into that dispensation? Because the Lord said that we should cry. And it's not that we should cry forever. The Lord says, in this season. You know what the Lord says to one, he says to another. I believe that is the reason God also prepared Pastor David to gather us here today. To hear this. In this season. That he will pour out this double portion of the anointing. That will bring us into a place of readiness to handle what is coming. How do we prepare ourselves? Number one, we have to be a people that mourn. If you read Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 1, God sent angels to go and destroy the nation. But he says, before you go, let these other ones go. And then put a mark on those who are mourning and sighing for the abomination of the land. Those whose spirits, composure, countenance, the word they say is in agreement with God's heart. Because sin grieves the heart of God. That's what Genesis chapter 6 said. God also has emotions that he grieved the Lord because of the corruption of the earth. So mourning means to agree with God, to sympathize with him, to mourn with him for sin. Then a mark will be put on you. A breakthrough repentance, Psalm 51. Renew a right spirit within me. Then be heavenly minded. Colossians chapter 3 says we should look at the things that are up. Pastor has said it to us. Then number 4, we should desire truth. I mean, there's one scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. Go and read it. It says that because people did not love the truth, God gave them over to delusion. So when you begin to say that this thing is right because you don't want to change, God will make that state permanent for you. That's why some people cannot recover from homosexuality, because they have crossed the line of repentance. Number 5, we should be buying oil. The parable of the 10 virgins, the whole 10 virgins were Christians. They were church people. The wise ones had oil in their vessel and also in their lamp. So what is lamp? The Bible says that the spirit of man is a lamp for the Lord. So the lamp is our spirit. The vessel is our body. Salvation is not only for our spirit. Salvation is also for our soul. So we have to make deliberate efforts to submit ourselves, to pay the price in denying ourselves, in taking our cross and following the Lord, so that God can deal with our soul, so that that salvation that is in our spirit that we receive when we are born again is worked out also in our soul. Then our character will begin to change to become like Christ. That is the hope of the gospel. Paul said to the Galatians, my little children, of whom I travail again until Christ is formed in you. So it's not only about what we do for the Lord also, but who we are as a person.